Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Monday the 9th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Short-term ideas for short-term trading activities. As always, we say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Today's guest list, in no particular order, Richard Hunter, Marcus Ashworth, Ben Harrington, Mark Oswalt, Steve Woodcock, Tony Cross and Clem Chambers. It's Monday morning. That means we've got Richard Hunter, the head of equities for Hargreaves Lansdowne, in the office. Morning to you, Richard.
Morning, Moose.
May I say, a top weekend for our football teams.
Well, certainly for yours, yeah. Given the way we performed yesterday, I have to say we're quite fortunate to come over the point. But in terms of the Palace, yeah, very impressive.
Absolutely wonderful result for my team.
Indeed.
First game I've missed this season.
Yes, yes. And you weren't leaving the stadium earlier either.
No, absolutely. In terms of the markets, a good week for the markets, held in. Is anything any clearer?
Yeah, I like the way the market is reacting now, because obviously we had that stonking non-farm payroll figure on Friday, 271,000 against consensus of anywhere between 180 and 185. And despite an initial dip, it actually finished up around 0.7%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Bit of a classic response, you know, some strength in the financials, who are seen to benefit from an interest rate hike, some weakness in utilities. But no, as far as I can see, tantrums are coming out of the fact that pretty much overnight the likelihood of a hike in December has now gone up in terms of the consensus from 58 to 70%.
Right.
So despite the fact that some were saying Yellen won't do it, you know, right on top of Christmas, it's now looking increasingly possible. Let's get it out of the way and onwards and upwards.
But to me, that would read as normality, things returning to normal, that the market, you know, could basically factor in a hike.
And that's potentially, that's one of the reasons it should have happened in September, because we know it's not going to be a major hike, and the next few aren't going to be major hikes either. It's going to be a very gradual thing. It's not something that should really have upset the market, even if it had happened in September. But as you say, yes, it would be a reflection that perhaps after this incredibly long period of virtually, you know, no interest rates whatsoever, that we're at least back on the path to economic normality, because the economy is strong enough to withstand it.
Understood. So we've got a number of slides to go through. Let's kick off with the first one. Just to remind people, Tip TV Finance app. Get the latest tips first. Download from the App Store. That's available. That's Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's move swiftly on to the broker forecast. So I asked you, Richard, to choose three broker recommendations. Though you chose Barrett, Burberry and IAG. Could we have a few lines on each of these, please?
Yeah, three fairly interesting stories at the moment. Barrett Developments, market consensus at the moment has recently reduced to a hold, so Deutsche Bank on that basis is a bit of an outlier. Obviously on valuation concerns, the house building sector at the moment has been marked down of late. It's been under a fair bit of pressure.
Right.
It's such a broad sector that perhaps a couple of the more favoured ones popping out of the likes of Barclay Group, which is basically new homes in London, and Persimmon, which is more of a leading regional developer. Not to say that there's anything wrong with Barrett's at all. They've got net cash. They've got a projected yield of 4%. They're actually in pretty good shape. But in terms of putting it in perspective, over the last 3 months, the share price is down 12% for Barrett's. But even after that, they're still up 41%. Over the last year. So with the rumbles that we're hearing that, you know, perhaps some of the air is going to be let out of tyres in terms of the property market in general, you can see that some of those valuation concerns should have arisen. And the sector, I think, on the whole, has probably been downgraded to sort of neutral. Clearly Deutsche are sticking with them.
OK. And Burberry Group, Nomura, buy rating. Is this all about China?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they've got some half-year numbers coming up on Thursday, so we'll get more of an idea. It's all around the latest update we had from them, which showed a lot of weakness in China, and that also fleshed out to Hong Kong as well. There was something of a profits warning from the Swiss luxury good maker Richemont last week, which certainly didn't help. That had a bit of a read across to the sector in general, not very helpful. And indeed, in terms of that last upgrade, they had the second quarter bit of it was fairly unremarkable. It didn't totally take away from the fact they had a reasonable first half. As I say, we'll get confirmation of that later in the week, but equally importantly will be their outlook for the rest of the year, because quite apart from Hong Kong and China, they were reporting some uneven demand in the States, both as tourists and locals as well. So again, you know, there's things to be said for Burberry. Consensus strong hold at the moment, so again, that's slightly more than the consensus. But they've got net cash of about half a billion, and they're still operating a margin to around 20%.
Understood. And IAG, nice to see three different brokers all with the same tail, outperform, buy, outperform.
Yeah, absolute market darling at the moment. Market consensus, strong buy, no question about it. They had an investor day on Friday, and this was basically revamping some of its 2016 to 2020 outlook. And it was extremely positive.
Right.
Extremely positive. Operating profit margin 12 to 15%, had previously been 10 to 14. Earnings per share up to, you know, sort of 12% plus from 10% previously. Return on capital had been 12%. Up to 15%. So quite apart from the
super outlook,
absolutely. Quite apart from the British Airways brand, Iberia, Vueling, which gives them a foot in the lower cost space as well. Obviously, Aer Lingus is to come. So they're looking at the whole. Only the outperforming parts are going to be kept. Extremely strong outlook from the company itself. Not to mention the fact, for the first time as IAG, they're going to reintroduce the dividend. In terms of a couple of words of slight caution. The airline sector is very much a friend when it's going well, low oil prices, etc. But of course, as we know, if there are going to be any SARS-type geopolitical terrorist activities around the corner, it's the airline sector which will get hit first. It's also probably worth mentioning that over the last year, the shares were up 50%.
Wow. Extraordinary. OK, let's have a quick look at the charts on these three. Zach Miro, resident technical analyst, will be back tomorrow. So Barrett Developments, I think, sort of this key area on the chart, the 580. We've tested it before it bounced on those August lows. So that's a big chart point below that £5.60. Burberry Group, again, a gap to be filled to £14. I think Zach would be saying that basically a close back above £14 would be encouraging after really what's... really quite a consistent downtrend, a series of lower highs and lower lows. And finally, IAG, again, a small gap there to be sort of filled up to the £6 area, but again, no reason why not to think that that is to basically test to the upside. Obviously, around about £6.620, key resistance there. Let's move on now to Nicole Elliott at the Investors Chronicle. Data released on Sunday showed Chinese imports slumped by 18% in the year to October, whilst exports dropped by just 7%, taking the trade surplus to a record $61 billion in the month. The trade balance this year has been held very roughly between $40 and $60 billion, a clear step higher than it was in the previous 3 years. In terms of these Chinese numbers coming out, Richard, OK, the markets, okay, they hit the headlines in terms of the GDP, but does this really help the market? Or, you know, it's an extraordinary set of numbers, isn't it? 19 plays 7.
Yeah, they don't do anything by halves, and perhaps that's not surprisingly given the size of the region. I think the economic numbers, the problem we've got there, of course, is as we've been saying most of this year, you have to react to what is coming out of the country. You can't necessarily... in any way, shape or form, trust what is happening in terms of the stock market because of the various restrictions on that stock market. The IPO, for example, has now been reintroduced after that July halt. But generally speaking, if you put the market to one side, what you're left with is what their economy is doing. And I think there has been, you know, there's been a mentality this year in the market that people are looking for reasons to take profits or to be bearish. Even though, at the end of the day, even if the GDP growth was half of what's being reported at 3.5%, that's still a figure that most developed economies would take.
So, be over the moon with, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. So providing it's nearer a soft than hard landing, then, you know, the long-term story is still there.
Understood. Let's move on to the next slide. What's trending? ECB monetary policy, Eurozone, French central bank chiefs say still room for policy action. Obviously, we're looking for the ECB move to move before Christmas. Interest rate hike. The Fed, Bank of England, is raising rates. A good idea? Question mark. Well, I think if the, in terms of the non-farm payroll, clearly suggests that a rate hike is certainly on the cards. Now, oil price steadies after sliding on dollar strength. Again, there's that correlation between oil and the price of the dollar. Right, let's wrap this segment up with the bullish bearish reading, stocktwits.com. FTSE, 75% of the participants are bullish, which is an extraordinary number, given that we're really trading sideways, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, and again, that's... That's probably the most volatile index I see, this one, because I think last week was 595 or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's again, look through the noise. Corporate earnings that have been coming through have been pretty pleasing, given that they were against low expectations. Hopefully we can now see some light at the end of the tunnel in terms of US markets and the interest rates. We've just talked about China. You know, there's a lot of things to be drawing you towards equities, and that's without the obvious more technical things such as dividend yield, for example.
Understood. Santa rally on the cards?
Well, why not? The more of these, you know, bull market climbs a wall of worry and all the rest of it, the more of the niggles that we can cross off the list before the end of the year, so much the better.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.